Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. What the heck is happening?
What is happening? We don't know.
Oh, I think I figured it out. Come back in here, Bryn.
Hi.
For some reason, the blues walk, I think, was going through that whole song.
Underneath everything?
Yeah. I'm 3 minutes into it right now. I don't know why that would have started. I'm going to turn that off. That was running.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Let me see what's...
record.
Yeah, now I got... Now it's just us. Oh. I don't know why that happened. Sorry. I guess I probably ruined that song for everyone because that thing was definitely going during it.
Train was prominent there. That's all I heard was train.
I don't know.
Sounded pretty good. The blues walk, I think, is pretty...
Yeah, well, I play it. It's actually, you know.
Yeah, let's pot it down.
Only at 30 dB. Or whatever it is. Whatever all these numbers are on the board.
Boy, change really creates new problems, doesn't it?
It really does, Vin. Really is not fun. Plus, so much talking about it. And, you know, like the stress level is high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bryn and I talked for 15 minutes this morning. Then I went, I have to read this giant stack in front of me. We got to stop talking. Hey, everybody. I'm guessing by August 5th, all this will be over, and you're going to be going to the Camila Cabello show. No problem. Oh.
That's why we're taking these steps now.
Right.
So that we're good.
So that by August, mm-hmm. we're all set. You, babe. Now I'm a sucker for the thing that you move, babe. And I could try to run, but it would be useless. You're to blame. That's so high. I remember the first time I heard this song, I was like, what the F is this? And now I'm like, I love this tune. She's like a little whistle. Mm-hmm. Ooh, babe. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, Brandon, AP Team's got the phones. You'll see Camila Cabello with special guests, pretty much, at the Chase Center in San Francisco on August 5th. So if you want to go, call now. All right, everybody. If you did your homework, you're ready to go for this part of the program.
I did.
Your homework was to watch Survivor sometime between Wednesday night at 8 o'clock and now.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to open the...
I want you to open.
Well, Maria has weighed in as well.
All right.
I will start by saying this is a great season.
Agreed.
This is a great season watching people who really know how to play this game get either completely screwed over by the fact that everyone else also knows how to play the game or really make it work for them. There's a lot to talk about, but I want to say Boston Rob showed why he's won this game and showed what a master he is, and it didn't work on the people that he was trying to work it on. When they're standing around that water well, and he's all, well, I guess we don't want to freak the girls out, so the only thing we can do is just stay at camp and not leave and not talk to anyone. Which is brilliant if you're working with puppies who have never played the game before and are worshipful of you.
Well, but they're not.
Right.
The thing was is that
they'd already got it all set up.
They'd already decided that he was going down. That's spoiler alert.
Well,
Boston
Rob. You had to do your homework.
Right. Got sent home. I just feel like his...
So crunchy, though, just watching them sit around.
The best people at anything in life adapt.
Yeah.
And he's not... He's got one sort of way of doing things, and it works until everyone knows that's how you do things, and then it's insulting. And all those people that he was not bullying, but
bullying,
but pushing around and ordering and directing.
It's gentle bullying, but it's bullying.
Yeah.
It's a way of forcibly exacting what you want to happen on other people. And he did it immediately with that dude, Ben. Remember, he like called him out on something. I can't even remember what, like one of the earlier episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vaughn, I always feel like Vaughn, who is a total super fan, should also be in there to grab. Not Nicole, I'm not usurping your space, but I always look over at Vaughn and want to hear what his thoughts are on these things, and we never get to hear from him. Back to that. I feel like it's not punch you in the face bullying.
No, it's look, and it to their credit, they didn't over. I believe my response to Boston Rob telling me I would be like, okay, you and I are in a team and I don't take orders from you ever.
Do you think you would be able to hold that in?
I don't,
because that's the way
the point
to do
I'm
it.
Making. I wouldn't be able to hold it in. I do think that I would feel not, I don't want to get all like as a man, but I do kind of feel like, look, you need to really tone down how you tell me you want this to go.
Right.
Because I'm not taking orders from you.
Right.
And that would be there. Now we're button heads.
Right. Well, that's the thing. If you want to win this game, and I want you to win it when you go on.
Right.
You have to shut up.
But most people don't take to being ordered by anybody.
And that's the thing. That's a lesson he needed to learn. Because it had worked in previous seasons. And these guys are all like,
Right. Holmes, I'm not your kid.
But they managed to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, they did. They
Vincent,
did right by
you can
that.
Learn from that one when you go to win this game. That's I'm telling you, the whole trick to Survivor, in my opinion, is be nice, talk to everyone, and also don't talk. And if somebody approaches you and says, hey, I was thinking that we should go, yeah, all right. You say yes immediately. You don't hesitate. You don't think, well, I don't know. I got these other... No! It's like, yeah, I'm open to hearing what you have to say. Vaughn, you have a mic now. What are your thoughts on this?
Say something. similar to Vinny, though, like, you know, being in the camp would have been really crunchy and trying to actually hold everything in and not, like, side-eyeing Rob the entire time, like, oh, you're next, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that would have been extremely tough for those hours and hours they're all around this
it
fire.
It really seemed like a horrible day.
Talking about mint Oreos, like, come on.
I could talk about that. Especially because all these cats won this game. They all have some sort of ego involved in their ability to play.
Yep.
So every one
and
of them.
And some have something to prove because right. A lot of these people get backlash. That chick, is her name Michelle? The one who used to date Wendell, and that's the crunchiest thing that's ever been seen on Survivor. She, apparently, when she won her season, people were actively hating her. Like, you shouldn't have won. You didn't deserve to win.
I don't remember.
And so she's got
that.
Probably a chip. Well, I remember it being like, I think there were two really good players, and almost by default, she won.
I miss the finale every time. So
yeah.
I never know, other than reading who won.
Right.
I don't know the controversy behind it.
So what is everybody? They took the two main tribes and split them into three.
Uh-huh.
So three sets of five. And it was bad news for like, two of those teams were down the original. Is it the Kai? I don't know the names. But in each scenario, there was a three people from the other tribe, two people from the other tribe. So there was a numbers game happening in all three of the tribes. I don't know how I feel about those tribe swaps because I feel like someone who's laid some groundwork for themselves is out the window.
Well, that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Right. It is part of the game.
It's mixing it up.
Right.
I think the funniest thing, though, I didn't know Michelle. Is that her name? I didn't know Michelle
with the gorgeous
had
gorgeous eyes.
Yeah, she does have gorgeous. She's gorgeous mm-hmm. in general. I didn't know she dated Wendell.
Who? Nobody
knew. So that was an unknown.
Yeah,
element.
That was off.
And
off,
it was
right.
So that moment where you're like, everybody knows you're not supposed to do stuff with people who you are. You know, it's like boning the guy at work. What are you doing? So they must have hooked up. Had
right.
some dates. He shined her on. He must have done something because she's butt hurt by it.
She is. Although she seems way more willing to be like, look, we're in this. Let's make this happen. He seems like the one who's a little bit awkward and butt sore over it. Like, he's the one making everything kind of crunchy. She's willing to go, okay. He goes, oh, you're going to just talk to me about this right first thing? What, I supposed to come up to you first thing? She's like, okay. Sorry, I said anything.
Still got some feels.
Something going on there.
That's how it normally goes. But the tribe's so small now. What's the difference, too?
It's like, I know, you get five people, that's
three
it.
Three votes and you're out, you know? So it's no longer a lot of talking that can go on.
The way that the tribes were split up, even though they're heavy with one past tribe, they're like solid alliances, except in the one that has Parvati on the team. Don't they have a pretty solid threesome from the other side? Anyway, it didn't wind up coming down to it because they didn't lose the challenge. Oh my God, the freaking challenge. How does the team that is 100 yards ahead of everybody else lose the whole thing? How did that happen?
Well, that was a hard puzzle.
Is that hard?
You got the wrong puzzle.
It didn't seem that hard. I know. Boom, 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 boom. We're done.
If you played Rubik's Cube as a kid, you might have a good handle on way to move these blocks. But otherwise, I played it a lot.
Yeah.
Rubik's Cube.
So you think you could have done the puzzle? I thought that puzzle looked like, okay, that's difficult, but, you know, it'll take some time, but you...
Yeah, no repeating colors. That's it.
Yeah.
I think that the puzzle position is the one where all eyes are on you. And if there's a pressure spot,
it's that. Because it's not physical.
A lot of the stuff I watch, I feel like I know I'm pulling that off. I just do. I believe that until I'm shown that I can't. That is one of those spots where, sure, I think I could do it. I also think that knowing, as Jeff is going, oh, look at coming back from the dead is this other tribe. They're
what?
Moving
they
in funny.
Oh, they, no. oh, they I gotta got freak two. It out.
Like that kind of stuff
yeah.
does change your ability to stay calm and yep. get it done.
I know. I do the same thing. I go, oh, that challenge, there's no way I could do that. Some of those puzzles, I'm like, I feel like I could do them, but I'm not a good person under pressure. Like I lose my mind. So I would probably, my problem would be, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good at puzzles. That's not enough. You got to be good at puzzles and good at pooping yourself at the same time. I mean, that's, you gotta really have it all. Press it down
on
me. Oh my God. Let me see what else Maria had on her thing. Was anybody else have something that they wanted to specifically bring up from the show?
I mean, I think it's very important that we address Yule and his portion of the program. Yule was in earlier this week.
Was it
nice
Tuesday?
Enough to make an appearance.
Wednesday.
Oh boy. Only
the day
two days
it aired.
Ago?
Mm-hmm.
He's also, for the record, my pick to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea when I picked him, though, that he was playing this season on behalf of
Jonathan Penner and his wife
and his
who has
wife.
ALS.
And you were right. I mean, I did see her come running out and hug him from the episode or the season that they were on.
Right,
and
they
then
showed
when
a
they
whole
show
clip.
Him and her, she is... I don't even...
It's horrifying.
Yeah, what's happened to her from ALS is...
And that's, you know, it's... I mean... It's just the problem is it's not as rare as you might think. It's, you know, this Lou Gehrig's has been around. I mean, I always assume like things that are manifesting today that we know so much more about and we've given them a name and, you know, someone like Lou Gehrig gets it and then suddenly, you know, people start to hear about it. But these were people that maybe, you know, in the olden days, well, what were they going to do to you? Either they couldn't keep you breathing. They couldn't help you. They couldn't feed you. So probably people have died of this, you know, for a long time. And now... More research is going into it, and it's, you know, we're much more well aware of it. But yeah, so he wants to donate money to this, and it clearly needs a ton of research. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. And she has two kids, right? And this, as Yule was saying, this is genetically
hereditary,
passed.
Right.
It's just so scary. But to see her in that chair, I was just like, that is a person who's been robbed of their freedoms and their life and their who wants to live like that?
It brought up the conversation in my house, and this is about me, not about Penner and his wife.
Right.
That's their
or
deal.
You and any choice you might make.
But my choice, as I was talking to my wife about it, was, you know, I need to be pushed into the suicide machine immediately if that's happening to me. And she
Where
was like,
located again?
Well, she goes, we don't have that in California. And I go, no, I think we do actually. I think you have the right to get help with that.
There is. I think we just passed that.
Right.
2 years ago. It's, you know, I don't know what the exact name for it is, but like a euthanization by choice or... it's not end of life decisions.
I think it's a little different than the one Oregon has, but right.
Which is the doctor assisted.
Right. You can get help though, and I would want that. And I explained to her why. I don't want to drain the family's funds.
You're not coming back from it.
And I don't want you to be quitting your job and trying to raise kids and take care of me. It's a full-time job that mm-hmm. that you see he's up against. And that's what Yule was talking about. Penner's not working.
No. How can he?
She needs 24-hour-a-day care.
And I'm sure they have nurses. I mean, look, that's not something that necessarily your average person can just go, yeah, I'll take that on. I mean, I assume that there's some training needed. There's things that need to be changed. So that's, you know, super expensive. And then there's your beloved wife mm-hmm. who can only communicate with you through her eyes that now she's losing control. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think, you know, good on Survivor. For all the things that we look back on Survivor, where, you know, right back to that first season where there's a guy who's just making people uncomfortable and that's, you know, we're sort of opening our eyes to why that's not cool. They have had real people who are going through real things all along and highlighted those things. The transgender kid from a couple seasons ago. You know, people who's have a sick person at their home or somebody who died while they were playing the game. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, somebody like Jonathan Penner, who's going through this real life thing, and a friend who's on the show playing for him. They gave him a portion of the show,
and I thought, right, I applaud them for they could very easily have said, we're doing a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a charity. We're out for ratings and we can't be. But they didn't. They did the right thing and they did right by him, and that's cool.
And they ran that PSA afterward too. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hit Maria's stuff real quick. Maria from Napa is like, she's a huge Survivor and Big Brother enthusiast. So she writes a little summary every week, which is adorable. So she clearly writes this email as she's watching the show, because one line says, as much as I respect Rob, after the hostage feeling situation at camp, I'm kind of hoping they do vote him out. That was miserable. Well, look at that. Sometimes when you try to control everyone and everything, the tribe revolts and takes over. At least Rob can hang out with Amber. And they didn't show anything from Extinction, she points out. So I don't know what they were up to this week. But the three new tribes, that'll be interesting to watch play out. And Rob, I think, finally basically got what
the
was
weird thing
to
about
him.
Him and Amber in my head is, if I'm Rob and I'm there with my wife and we're talking pre-game, I would almost be like, look, we all know I'm trouble and everybody sees me coming from a million miles away. So if I'm in that relationship, I'm like, I'm gonna be the decoy. You got to lay low and worm your way through this game.
Right. Because we need that $2 million.
I'll take
Amber.
The hit whenever it becomes time so that you can get to the next phase of the game. And then she's the first. How's that possible?
Because the alliance between them is probably seen as their people who are going to protect them. So she was an easy vote. My heartbreak for them is that they've got, what do they have, four daughters? That they would put their lives on hold and round up people to care for, you know, set this whole
right.
thing up so that they can go on their try. And then we're not halfway through this game and they're both sitting on Extinction Island. Mm-hmm. That they're going to meet up with each other and be like, yeah, our kids are sitting at home for nothing.
Right.
Although they have a chance to get back in the game, right? Isn't that the point of Extinction Island?
Yeah. We don't know yet.
It's going to be fun when that gets
I know.
Gets
who
going.
Do you like, Vaughn?
Yeah, what do you think?
My favorite right now is probably the chick who did all the running last time, up and
Natalie.
Down. Natalie, yeah.
She's great. Yeah. She's already off, so she's on Extinction. She's got a ways to battle back, but I love her too.
Yeah, I think she'll find a way back in the game and make it happen.
What about you, Brendan?
I'm going Officer Sarah.
That's my pick
yes.
too. I love her. She plays a good game. Mm-hmm. She's good and she knows how to lie. It's awesome. Yell for Nicole. I want to get her pick too.
Oh,
and Bryn, what about you?
I still have some catch up. I gotta.
You didn't do your homework.
So much time on emails and phone.
Yeah, I know.
Calls
you know what? I actually this week you get a pass.
I totally forgot about why. This is part of my to do list, and I was like,
It's okay.
It was taken over by
something
else. Forgiven.
This, but you have to watch this episode this weekend.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Okay, DeJesus.
My favorite's Yule, actually.
Oh, so you...
Yeah, just from the beginning, before we even met him, I like his strategy and how he just keeps to himself. And he seems like a guy who just sits there and just watches everybody. And
he's so smart.
He's a quiet observer.
All right, so you and Vinny are on Yule. Mm-hmm. Me and Brandon are on Sarah, Officer Sarah. And you like Natalie. All right. We should write all these down. And
yeah,
did
I'll
you
do
have
that.
Someone from before the...
Yeah, Yule. I mean, he's an easy person for me to choose. One, because maybe I'm biased. He's from here. I like him. He's Asian.
That's racist. So,
maybe, but you know, I'm going to root for my home team. You know, I'm half Korean practically.
All right, so yeah, jot all those down, and we'll see how it goes. Because if these people get voted out, we're gonna have to pick new people. All right, there you go, Survivor haters. You can come back to the show now, Survivor. I'm sure coronavirus is coming up next. Is that
probably
okay?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.